Well, we've now come into a very strange room. This is what's called the anechoic chamber at Kingswood Warren. And you may be able to tell by the sound of my voice that there's no reflections in this room whatsoever. No sound comes back to you from the walls because they're lined with enormous wedges of foam. Can I ask you to try playing something, John, and see how you get on?
I'll try. I'd hate to have to do a concert in here. It feels really horrible to play in, that you get no help whatsoever from the environment. It's a bit like, I don't know if you've ever had one of those dreams where you're running on the spot and no matter how fast you run, you just don't seem to get anywhere. And playing in here is very much like that, that you just don't seem to be getting anything back.
Right, I suppose that's really the key to playing well, is it? That you need to have that feedback from your surroundings.
Well, yes, it certainly helps enormously for the note to continue just after you finish playing. It warms the sound up and generally gives you some space, some breathing space particularly, to do things in.
Well, just try a bit more just for luck and then we'll move on to somewhere a bit more pleasant.
To play a piece like Syrinx, because it's such a slow melody, I feel I can really leave more space between the notes, because as you play a note and move on to the next one, the first note is still being heard, and so in a way it sort of slows you down and makes you feel as if you've got all the time in the world.
Interestingly, you seem to be talking more slowly now.
Well, this is true, isn't it? Yes, it does seem to affect you in that way, perhaps because if you were to speak very, very, very quickly like this, you would lose a lot of the detail of what was being said. And certainly, if you were to play a fast flute piece in here, I think a lot of it would be very, very blurred. And so it wouldn't really be suitable for that. But for slow melodies, it's absolutely ideal and very, very pleasant to play, I must say.